The following podcast is for people who grew up in the 90s. Wherever you are right now, you're about to be transported back in time. And get ready for a nostalgia-filled trip down memory lane with the 90s Today podcast, where we talk about the 90s today. And by the way, do you love orange sodas? Because we do. And here it goes. With your hosts, Brandon and James.
Hey, you wild and crazy 90s kids. You're listening to the Nostalgia Mothership known as the 90s Today podcast. Today, we have a special short for you that is airing on Saturday, our normal podcast time, because my co-host James is having a birthday weekend and is pretty busy. I have pre-recorded a call with him, which will air later in this podcast. Today, we are talking memories of the 80s and 90s as it concerns retail. Now, me and James have similar retail memories as far as some of the stores are concerned, so let's jump into this. Now, I remember going into a store called Woolworths. It was inside of a mall, which is basically now a community-style place with businesses. It does have some stores around the mall, and I believe there is still a GNC inside that mall. And there are some parts that you could still walk in. Some parts have been kind of turned into like a hallway. Woolworths is like a Kmart, as far as I remember. I was about 12 years old when they closed. And so I have memories of also going in Kmart and buying The Legend of Zelda A Link to the Past because it came with a free t-shirt. But sadly, they were out of the t-shirts by the time I got mine. I remember Kmart and KB Toys as the places to buy games and wrestling figures. I remember Toys R Us for getting the Legend of Zelda 3-pack. It came with Link, Zelda, and Ganon. And Final Fantasy VII 4-pack came with figures such as Aerith, Cloud, Sephiroth, and Tifa. And if you go back and listen to some of our previous episodes, you can hear our Toys R Us memories in depth. Roses was also a great store we had near our old mall that no longer exists. But I remember getting a cash register toy and a Sega Master System with Alex the Kid in there. I also remember they announced something over the intercom about either whoever's birthday it was or if you have a winning ticket, you win $1. A $1 prize was awesome to win as a kid. I mean, it was a special memory. A dollar meant a lot. I remember our old Walmart discount center. I remember their old small snack bar they had right after the Buggy Corral. I thought it was interesting that they had toys that come with their kids' meals. I thought it was interesting that they even had kids' meals, and they did. They actually served hamburgers and fries, I remember. And I remember trying them, and they were nasty, from what I can remember. Now, it might just have been a bad day if someone who's listening to this worked at an old Walmart Discount City, and they were like, I love the hamburgers and fries. But I didn't like them. But the best thing I remember getting there was popcorn and an icy. Later, that Walmart moved and became a Walmart Supercenter. And I remember walking in there and thinking, wow, this place is huge. It's like a warehouse. I also remember a chain called Bud's Discount Stores. It wasn't in my town. It was a couple of towns away from me. Now, Bud's Warehouse, if you don't know, is owned by Walmart. Bud was Sam Walton's brother, and they sold defective, overstock, and returned merchandise from Walmart. Typically, you might find a Bud's Discount Cities in old Walmart buildings. I don't believe the chain did well enough, so that's why it closed in the late 90s. I mean, according to New York Times in 1997, Bud's accounted for less than $200 million of Walmart's then $104.8 billion in sales. And speaking of Walmart, I like the old Walmart better. I mean, you know, the Discount City ones before they became Supercenters, it felt more small town, and it seemed better. It looked like the employees had more fun, too. If you go back and watch some old 90s Walmart videos on YouTube, you can see what I'm talking about. I mean, I also have memories of Sears when they had electronics section and buying Final Fantasy II, which is actually Final Fantasy IV in Japan, for the Super Nintendo. And let's see, I also slightly remember Hills. Now, Hills was mostly in the north and midwest, but they did have some stores down in the south. And keep in mind, I would have been 6 at the time, but to kind of put Hills in perspective, it was kind of like a Kmart. I remember their snack bar with their icy and popcorn. They had a good toy section too, but I don't remember that too well. Also went in Target some, and I remember buying toys there in the late 90s. I also would get popcorn and iced tea combination there too. Sorry for skipping over all this so quickly, but one more. I remember a toy store called Toyland, which I believe was owned by A&M Toy Stores. Well, I cannot remember anything that I bought there. So, guys, that's a lot of my memories. Let's listen to what James has to say about his retail memories of the 80s and 90s.
Hey, Brandon. Thanks for calling. When it comes to retailers from the 80s and 90s, just a few memories stick out. Man, I miss Roses. I miss Roses so much. Well, I miss what it used to be. It was like, it was Kmart, essentially. Just a small department store Kmart. We had one in our mall, as you are aware. And most of my toy buying memories as a kid takes place in Roses. Terminator 2, action figures, Batman the Animated Series. Anything. I mean, honestly, they just had a really cool toy department, and I just feel that most of my childhood buying memories or my toy buying memories of childhood take place in Roses for some reason. Of course, Roses now is nowhere near as awesome as it was. It's like if Dollar Tree were a Big Lots. That's pretty much how I can describe it. Nowhere. It's pretty sad. If you ever go find a Roses now, walk in. It's disturbing. Kmart. I don't remember going into Kmart too often as a kid. At our location, the location now is a Big Lots. Some more toy buying memories from Kmart. Like I said, we didn't go to it often, but I do remember seeing getting a few Ninja Turtle figures there. I remember seeing for the first time Cadillacs and Dinosaurs toy line there, and the Land of the Lost reboot toy line there as well. Then our Kmart moved into a mall, a newer mall later on, and that happened around, 92, 93, something like that. But other than that, don't have a lot of good childhood memories of Kmart. I said we didn't go to it that often. I could talk in length about KB Toys R Us, but I just won't, because we've already touched on that quite a bit. Now, Walmart, we went to Walmart quite often, as most southern families did back in the day. Lots of toy finding memories there. Ghostbusters, G.I. Joe, Ninja Turtles, WWF, Hasbro. The list goes on and on and on and on. What was cool is I was walking around in the store that used to be the Walmart, which is now Tractor Supply Co., and I was just wandering around, and then I realized I'm standing in the old toy section. Of course, it wasn't a toy section. I have no idea where I was at. But it was pretty good memories of that. But then they decided to build a new Walmart on the northern side of our town. And when that happened, it was like a city within the Walmart. I mean, you had Walmart in there, of course. You had a Subway. You had, you didn't have a Subway. You had a Blimpies sub. Yeah, you had Blimpies in there. And way in the back of the Walmart was a McDonald's. And when somebody told me that there was a McDonald's in the Walmart, I could not believe it. In fact, there's actually the Golden Arches on the outside of the Walmart. The McDonald's in the Walmart was popular for a few years, but it kind of just slacked off. I think it was just because, to me, we never ate there. It was always nasty. It was never well kept up. Just nastiness all over the place. But one of my favorite things about that Walmart was that there was a video rental store in the front of the Walmart. Just look at tons of games and VHS tapes while maybe your parents shop around for garbage once you were done, you know, looking at the toys and whatnot. But yeah, a lot of I do remember that, man. That was really cool that we had there was a field rental store in Walmart. That was nice. Also, Target, don't have a lot of Target memories as a kid. Mainly because our town did not have a Target. We had to drive to a Chattanooga to go to it. And it was in a really seedy looking building from what I remember. I have one of my better childhood memories at this Target. I was there with my Uncle Bob, and if you didn't have an Uncle Bob, then he was obviously named something else, but we all have that one uncle in our family that's just like a loose cannon, and Uncle Bob was mine in my family. I think I was staying the night with him. My parents were out of town, and he took me with his family to Target, and I had to go use the restroom bad, number one. And so we could not find the restroom. He would ask people, and like nobody would give him an answer. So he just led me by the hand to the stock room and told me to pick a corner and just go. I remember doing that, and like whoever was working in the back was just stopping to look at that little like 6-year-old me just peeing in the corner in the stock room. I remember getting a Beetlejuice toy that day. So pee in a corner, get a Beetlejuice toy. How it worked in my family. Brandon, thanks for calling. Thanks for always having me jump on the nostalgia mothership that is the 90s today in my memory. And I look forward to doing it next time.
Thanks for listening to the 90s Today podcast. If you enjoyed listening, you should go to the90stoday.com and listen to some past episodes and subscribe to us on iTunes. We are available, of course, on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn Radio, and Podbean. And my social media is the same on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and that is at The90sToday. And you can follow James on social media at RealJamesWooten on Twitter. Remember to wish him a happy birthday. Thanks, and until next time.
Hey, James! Wake up! The show's over.
Oh, yeah! Kick it!
The 90s Today was not recorded in front of a live studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios Orlando.